interested in the sounds that people don't want. For instance, when we play a record, we don't want to hear the surface noise, the pops and the clicks of the scratches. But those are the sounds that I'm interested in. Those are the sounds that I want to use in my music. Almost every movie has a phone scene, and I mix all these phone conversations to create this sort of abstract, absurd conversation.
Christian's art is the art of unintended sound.
Hello?
He makes sounds that definitely weren't intended by the person who made the paintbrush,
Christian's
so to speak.
That made the record player never knew
that would come out of there. Ragtag bits that are left behind, he picks up and makes art from.
I'm interested in the sounds I can get out of this vinyl record. You know, what can I do? These are some of the one-of-a-kind records that I used to make. I can, you know, cut the records and slice them into different pies. Depending on how I cut it, every crack in the record becomes a click that becomes part of the rhythm and is part of the music. I can also play a record off-center, so that will distort the sound. Everything becomes, you know, a possibility. Even acoustically, I can make a sound with the records. All those sounds are acceptable, as much as the sound that's recorded in the grooves.
The huge speakers that beat out the music as dope-filled entertainers and performers beat upon the guitars and drums in the streets. Those young people that ripped off their clothes and acted like animals. That's the question. How about boys? They say it's the music. It's the music. It gets down in you. It washes over you. It beats upon your brain.
Thank you.
I started getting interested in sound through performance art. The late 70s was an interesting time because punk rock was just arriving on the scene. For me, punk rock was very liberating. It allowed me to play music without having to study music. Not having an instrument really, I started manipulating the turntables, and this would become my instrument.